Mike, from 4-6 to 10-6 in the division championship, congratulations.
Well, thank you, Larry. I think it says so much about our football team. These guys, I mean, it just can't say enough. They just keep going. I think today was a bit of a microcosm of our whole season. I mean, we had lost three corners, three plays in a row, and I mean, just the communication on the boundary, trying to make sure everybody's comfortable, getting two or three calls there. Defense, you know, obviously lost a couple guys offensively too. So grinded it out. This is we knew it was going to be difficult to come over here and play. This is as loud as I've seen this place, and we just knew we had to, you know, go get it. We had to grind it out and go take this game, and our guys did a great job.
Mike, considering what was at stake in the way you guys played this game, the satisfaction has got to be enormous.
Oh no, it feels great. I'm so happy for our players because, you know, they've been through so much. I mean, we can't seem to get people lined up and play, you know, 2 weeks in a row with the same lineup. But just the way they pick up for one another, keep going, and just their attitude and their energy, it just speaks volumes about our locker room. But you know, as we talked a little bit this week, this is the first threshold that, you know, we needed to get over, get into the playoff tournament. We're there. And now we get to go back home, which is a great thing, Lambeau Field against the Giants.
Mike, how about that drive late in the fourth quarter? 11 plays, 75 yards, almost 5 minutes off the clock. I mean, if anything says something about a team's heart, that drive was it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's you know, it starts up front with those guys and just, you know, particularly the rush, being on the edges with the noise. You know, Aaron was incredible again today. So, another MVP performance. So it's just it's about making plays, and that's really was a little bit of our frustration in the first half. We had the 7 penalties in the first half, and just had too many long down distances that we couldn't overcome. But you know, we knew it was about making plays in the second half, and our guys, they got it done.
You mentioned earlier the injury problem in the secondary. You got Morgan Burnett playing nickelback. You got Micah Hyde playing outside, which he does next to never. I mean, what a gutsy effort by your people.
It's unbelievable. And just the mental, the confidence. They keep Dom fluid with a couple calls. You know, I think the defensive coaches did a tremendous job. The communication, particularly Joe Witt and Darren Perry with the secondary. So, you know, even all the way down to the killing the clock, and I mean, geez, he's like, what else, what next, you know? So I was just glad we got 11 out there and was able to get through a couple of those situations.
Mike, the early reports on Quentin Rollins were positive. Do they remain so?
As far as I know, everything was progressing, and I know I felt good when he was, you know, leaving the field. I didn't even see it happen, and then, but yeah, I think he's so far so good.
You ready for the New York Football Giants at Lambeau next weekend?
Oh yeah, I'm ready to play anybody at Lambeau. And hey, the Giants have had a great season. We played each other early, so both teams have progressed a lot since then. So I'm sure it'll be a great game.